Hi, friends. Welcome in to another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. The first podcast in Central Virginia, completely dedicated to mostly high school sports. RVA Sports Network does more than just high school sports, of course, but our focus usually here on Central Region Now is at the high school level, and that will be the case this evening. Rob Witham along with you. Crazy week. Nothing has, well, a couple of things have turned out right. You ever had one of those weeks, friends? Yeah, I'm in the middle of one. That's okay. We'll wrap it up with some good football Friday night. Move on to the month of October. Let's get the podcast started, shall we? Yeah, well, we were scheduled to go to field hockey at Patrick Henry Monday night, and we got there. We had our weekly appointment on Wednesday afternoon with Mark Davis, and you'll hear my interview with him on the pregame show Friday night. On the sidelines pregame, powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland on our game of the week, which is number 10 Patrick Henry at Hanover. We hit the air at 6:30 on WHAN Radio, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM. Online on the RVA Sports Network. Link available on all of our websites, including rvasportsnetwork.com and hanovercountysports.net, and available on the TuneIn radio app. If you don't have that on your phone yet, go to the Google Play or go to the Apple Store, type in TuneIn, very simple to find, download it, and then once you've got it installed, search Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That's R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That is WHAN's online music channel. We take it over on Friday nights to bring you great high school football action. So make sure you put that in your favorites on TuneIn. So on Friday nights, bring on the TuneIn app, hit Radio All in your favorites, and boom, we're there with the game of the week. So much to talk about this week. We'll begin with the best laid plans of mice and men. And it all began Monday afternoon when I sat down to have lunch, and about the first or second bite of food I took, suddenly something didn't feel right at all. Yeah, you ever had that feeling? Mm-hmm. And within 5 minutes, I'm on the phone with my dentist. And on Tuesday, I'm at the dentist, and we take an x-ray, and it's blatantly obvious that we have a tooth that we have to say so long to. Yeah. So off it went, out it went, and on to the medication I went. And it was kind of a painful Tuesday night. We had to, unfortunately, cancel our Game of the Week volleyball broadcast between PH and Atlee, and that really stunk. I hated to do that, fans. I waited and waited as long as I could until I realized, Rob, you cannot physically talk at this moment. So if you can't talk, you certainly can't broadcast a volleyball game. So we needed to give plenty of time so that the activities director, Ryan Malloy, and the staff at Atlee knew that we were going to have to not be able to do the broadcast, so that, you know, we didn't want to be rude to them and have them waiting on us and we not show up. You don't do that. You get in touch with them ASAP and go, I'm so sorry, but this is what's happened and this is what we'll have to do. So our thanks to Mr. Malloy and all the ADs here in the area who help us out to help us to get broadcast on the air and the information that we need to keep the podcast going, the Twitter feeds rolling, the websites going, et cetera. And we'll be back with our volleyball game of the week next week. Girls volleyball action down in Metoaka. Looking forward to it. First time that both Thomasdale and Metoaka have been on our game of the week. Really looking forward to bringing you that one live from southern Chesterfield County. About as south in Chesterfield as you can go, as a matter of fact. 7 o'clock next Tuesday night, Thomasdale at Metoaka. Girls volleyball action live and exclusively on the RVA Sports Network. So Tuesday night was rest up. And honestly, fans, I didn't talk at all, literally did not talk until I got to NBC 12 on Wednesday afternoon to interview Mark Davis, and did that and doing the podcast tonight. And then I'm going to shut her down until Friday to make sure we're good to go and ready for our game of the week. So much to talk about this week on this edition, the midweek edition of the podcast, the latest polls that are out. The week ahead in football, the Virginia High School League has released their first rankings, official playoff rankings and ratings based on their point system. And we'll go over that as well, reminding you that when we posted them originally on Tuesday, A, there were some changes to the numbers released Wednesday by the VHSL, and we've updated our post at rvasportsnetwork.com in case you didn't catch that Wednesday afternoon. And B, we put up the numbers based on how the regions did their postseasons in 2015, which doesn't necessarily mean that the regions may not change the way they do their postseasons in 2016. It's just that we don't know about them yet. Sometimes these regions make decisions, have meetings and whatnot, and the media is not made aware of some of the changes that they make. And sometimes changes get placed during the season, not at the region level, but at the state level. Last week, the VHSL approved a new 4A state tournament for field hockey. So this year, in November, the 4A schools will have their own championship tournament. The last several years, 1A to 4A have been together. Now it'll be 1A to 3A together. 4A has their own, as does 5A and 6A. So instead of three, we're going to have four field hockey state champions crowned. That's a benefit to Maggie Walker Governor School in 2A. They no longer have to worry about the Midlothians and the Graftons and some of the other 4A big schools in field hockey when it comes to state and regional tournament time. Now, let's look ahead. Football Friday night. Let's tackle that, shall we? Week six already. Hard to believe. Calendar still in September, and we're talking about week six of football. I know you look in some places and they're saying it's week five. We call it week six because literally there are 11 weeks now in the high school football regular season. Week one's the last Friday in August. Week two is Labor Day weekend, and we move on from there. So it's week 11 to us when we get to November the 4th. I know in Hanover County it's a little strange because they look at that and go, well, wait a minute. We don't use that week. We don't start till Labor Day weekend. So, you know, this week is known as week six, even though it's only the fifth game of the year for all the teams in Hanover. So some of our listeners on WHAN will listen and go, why is he saying that? It's taking the entire central region and, frankly, the whole Commonwealth into account. But a busy night coming up. Our game of the week, number 10, Patrick Henry at Hanover. Hanover right now outside the postseason picture in 4A East. Patrick Henry in 5A North and big time in, coming off that upset of Henrico, staying undefeated. Now, Patrick Henry has not beaten Hanover since 2006. These two teams began playing when Hanover opened in the fall of 2003. That year, Hanover decided to put a varsity team on the field their first year they were open, and we were there for their first ever football game. The game was supposed to be a home game for Hanover, but the stadium had not been finished yet. The sod wasn't in yet, and they could not host the game, so it was played at Patrick Henry, but it was a home game for Hanover. And the Hawks took a 21-0 lead over a Patrick Henry team that the year before had been to the regional final. But then I'll remember it for a long time. R.J. Waters got things going on the running game for Patrick Henry, scored four times, and Patrick Henry came away with a 28-21 win. Patrick Henry won the next three meetings between the two teams, which was always the regular season opener until 2015, when PH moved to the Capital District and no longer had to play their county brethren as their out-of-district games. They could play them later in the season. So last year, PH and Hanover played at this particular point in the year in Ashland, and Hanover got the win. That was Hanover's 10th consecutive win over Patrick Henry. They've won every regular season game since 2007, and they won the lone postseason meeting, which was also in 07, in the old Division 5 regional championship format. So PH is looking for their first win over Hanover since Patrick Henry's senior class was in the second grade. And our coverage will begin at 6:30 Friday night on the game of the week. PH is going to come in confident after the win over Henrico, and they should. But they need to find some offense. Hanover's coming in the exact same way, needing to find offense. But their confidence level much lower after being shut out by arch rival Atlee last week, 31-0 at 1-3, and right now on the outside looking in the playoff picture. And with more games coming up against heavy hitters like Highland Springs, and they still got to face Lee Davis, and they've still got to face Verina, and they finish with Henrico on the road on November the 4th. This is going to be a tough road to hoe for Derek Stout and company, and they need a win at home on Friday night to boost their postseason hopes. So we'll have all the action for you on our game of the week. NBC 12's on the sidelines game of the week. Matt Estridge will be live in Chester for the battle of the number 6 and number 4 ranked teams in our latest NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll. Of course, that being the matchup between unbeaten Monacan, number 6 in our poll, and number 4, L.C. Byrd, who is 4-1 on the season. Now, a couple of weeks ago, L.C. Byrd was undefeated, had a number 6 ranked team come in, and that being Manchester, and they fell. Monacan has not beaten L.C. Byrd since the late 1990s, so it's been a very one-sided affair the last decade and a half plus. But Monacan's looking to change that, and boy, what a statement it could be for 4A East and for the Monacan program, period, if they could go to Chester and get that victory. They're playing very well offensively. Can they penetrate the defense of LC Byrd? Manchester proved that it could be done. Now can the Chiefs get it done? I think it's going to be a very, very good game. And Matt Estridge will have previews for you on NBC 12 News at 6, and of course be broadcasting live from Byrd during On the Sidelines Friday night, 11:15. That's where you get your high school football highlights on Richmond's number one choice for news, NBC 12. So number 6, Monacan, at number 4, LC Byrd on Friday night. Number 1, Manchester, home to George Wythe. They'll be prohibitively favored there. Number 2, Dinwiddie goes to Metoaka in Central District action. Dinwiddie in an interesting position right now. They're dominating their opponents. They're undefeated. They're rolling offensively, but yet they're only the number 5 team in the 4A East region standings. Now, there are reasons for that, and we'll get to it when we talk more about the standings in a moment. But they got to take care of business on the road against a Metoaka team who could really pile up some big extra points in the VHSL standings if they could, at home, knock off unbeaten number 2 Dinwiddie. Going to be a tough task, though. Metoaka in a dogfight right now, already in 5A South Central. And we'll talk more about that coming up, too. Number 3, Hermitage, prohibitively favored at home against John Marshall. Number 5, Highland Springs, goes to Atlee in a game that we've done on the Game of the Week the last 3 or 4 years, I believe. But this year, we will not be doing that game. We're going to be doing the Patrick Henry Hanover game. And that Highland Springs-Atlee game this year, I think, is going to be a little different than past years. Normally, it's, 950 yards of total offense between the two teams, a three-hour game, and 80, 90, 100 points scored. And Highland Springs has won the last 2, both at home. Atlee, when they last played at Atlee in 2013, the Raiders got a 49-42 victory in their big 11-2 playoff season of 3 years ago. And Atlee's, kind of building things on defense under the new head coach, Matt Gray, a longtime defensive coordinator at Randolph-Macon, and getting the shutout last week and proving to that young squad that they can make a difference, they can make stops. Now, it's going to be much different this week with Jawan Carter at quarterback, and he's got so many weapons coming in, of course. So a much tougher test for the Atlee defense, but they are just into the playoffs in 5A North right now in the standings, and they could use a very big win, and what a win it would be if they could get the upset of the Springers at home. Thomas Dale is at home this week, and they will take on Prince George, another one of those 2-2 teams in 5A South Central that is fighting for postseason position. Unbeaten Benedictine has a afternoon game on the road at Bishop O'Connell. It's a 3:15 start, so by the time we hit the air at 6:30 on Friday night, we'll know whether Benedictine has stayed undefeated or not. Another VISAA afternoon game, by the way, Collegiate at home this week to Episcopal. They kick off over at Grover Jones Field at 4 in the afternoon. Two formerly unbeaten teams that are still in our poll but now have a loss on their record, both in 5A South Central. You've got number 11 Henrico. They host Verina. And during this revival for Henrico, one thing they haven't been able to do is beat the Blue Devils. Even though Henrico's made the postseason the last 2 years and Verina has missed it, Verina's won the last 2 meetings between these two schools. And so Henrico looking to do something they haven't done in a while. And on top of that, of course, as you may or may not know, Henrico's sophomore quarterback Jalen Jones, a transfer from Verina. So lots of storylines coming up on Azalea Avenue on Friday night. Number 12, Lee Davis, they get their full complement of players back, and they will be at Armstrong and prohibitively favored to win against the winless Wildcats. Other games in the area. Meadowbrook is at Colonial Heights. Meadowbrook right now in the 5A South Central playoff race. More about that in a moment. Mills Godwin, out of the race right now, but achingly close to it, is at Glen Allen. Glen Allen still searching for that first win. It's a home game for Coach Camp and company, but they got to find a way to stop Wesley Duggar and that Eagles running game. Also, we mentioned forgot one team in the poll, and that's unbeaten Douglas Freeman, who currently sits atop 5A South Central. They have 2-2 TJ coming in at home at William E. Long Stadium on Friday night. Now, if the Rebels win, and if Byrd knocks off 5-win Monacan, I'm not sure if that's going to be enough points for LC Burr to leap over an unbeaten Freeman team for the number one spot in 5A South Central. And I'm not trying to be presumptive here at all. I'm just saying that, as we learned last year, a one-loss team can outpoint an undefeated team and even get the number one seed. It's what happened with Highland Springs a year ago. Even though they lost to Hermitage, they outpointed them because of their stronger schedule and all those bonus points you get for beating teams that win 5, 6, 7 games, as opposed to having a schedule filled with teams that win 0, 1, 2, 3 games. That ends up hurting you in the long run, and Douglas Freeman has that issue possibly already at hand, and they'll have TJ at home on Friday night. Elsewhere, unbeaten Goochland goes to Prince Edward. Bulldogs trying to stay unblemished, and they are near the top in 2A East. Goochland is going to be a fun team to watch as we wind down the regular season and get ready for the playoffs. King William at Caroline this week. Caroline still searching for a win. King William, kind of an uneven start for them. They look to get a win tonight on Friday night and kind of right the ship and get things going so they can get back really into, they're just barely in the discussion in playoffs right now in 2A East, but still plenty of wins, plenty of weeks ahead to win. New Kent is home to Grafton this week. Another VISAA game, Richmond Christian, who lost their first game last week. They host Quantico at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Now, across the river, a lot of interesting games. Hopewell, who dropped out of our poll last week after the loss to Dinwiddie, they play at Petersburg, and those two teams are right up against each other in the 3A East standings. Unbeaten Powhatan, we talk about 4A East. They host Western Albemarle this week. Unbeaten Louisa, who sits atop 4A East for now, they host Fluvanna. Midlothian is at Huguenot. Chancellor comes to James River for the Rapids' second and final non-district affair of the season. And Cosby, off last week, they look to go to 3-2. Clover Hill comes in for a Dominion District battle, 7:30 on Friday night. So what does all of this mean in terms of where we are in those postseason standings? Not a problem. Let's talk about it right now. We'll begin with 6A South. Now, again, as we mentioned, different regions handle their postseasons different ways. Many of them split their 16-team playoff brackets into 2 8-team brackets and put two conferences in one and two in the other. Some of them let them play out the string. Others will play a couple of rounds, and then they will cross-bracket each other. We won't worry about that part of it for right now. We just want to talk about the standings and who's in and who's out. So first in 6A South, where you combine conferences 3 and 4, and the top 8 teams are in. Manchester sits atop at 30.5 points. They got a 2.5-point lead over number 2, Colonial Forge, and then almost 2 points behind them, tied for 3rd, are Freedom High School of Prince William and C.D. Hilton. In the original posting on Tuesday, the VHSL had C.D. Hilton behind Thomas Dale in 5th place, Thomas Dale in 4th. Now that they've adjusted the numbers to the correct numbers, Hilton is actually 0.2 of a point ahead of Thomas Dale. Thomas Dale's now in 5th at 26 points. So Cosby's in 7th. They're at 23.5 points. James River is in 8th at 23 points. So right now, 4 of the 5 Chesterfield schools in 6A are in if the playoffs began today. The only team not in, Clover Hill. So Manchester 1, Thomas Dale 5, Cosby 7, James River 8. Now, that one doesn't take much explanation. It kind of reflects where those teams are. 5A South, that's where you have the top 8 teams from the beach get in and the top 8 teams from here in the Metro Richmond area get in from conferences 11 and 12. And right now, number 1, by virtue of being undefeated, and the final undefeated team in this particular group is Douglas Freeman at 27.5 points. But lurking right behind them, just a point and a half behind at number 2 with 26 points, is LC Byrd. And again, if Byrd wins on Friday night, they beat a 5-win team. Douglas Freeman wins on Friday night, they'll beat a 2-win team. And Freeman will beat a team that's 2 classifications lower than it. Byrd will beat one that's 1 classification lower than it. Is that enough points to make up the difference yet? Don't know. Let's see how things pan out. A point and a half behind LC Byrd in 3rd is Highland Springs. And then a half a point behind Highland Springs in 4th is Henrico. Right now, Henrico just ahead of Hermitage. Henrico with 24 points, Hermitage at 23.75. And again, what you do is you take the number of total points you get through the power rating system and you divide them by the number of games that you have played. And that's how we come up with the rating. So again, Freeman at 27.5, Byrd at 26. But again, looking really good if they get a win over Monacan this week to get closer, if not overtake Freeman for that one seed. Highland Springs has got Atlee this week. That's a two-win team. They won't make ground up on a Byrd win, but they could stay in front of, just barely in front of Henrico, who if they win, beating a two-win Verina team, that would help their cause, certainly. Hermitage is the team that's kind of hurting this week. They host a one-win John Marshall team, so unless, you know, Verina knocks off Henrico or Atlee knocks off Highland Springs, say, or both, you know, it'd be hard for Hermitage to move out of number five. Down behind them at six is Lee Davis at 22.5, and they're not going to get a lot of help this week. If they win, they beat a winless Armstrong team, so no bonus points there, basically. If anything, they're very happy that Meadowbrook plays at winless Colonial Heights this week, because if Meadowbrook wins, don't think they'd be able to overtake Lee Davis for six. Of course, again, long way to go with this. But here's the big thing. Remember that group of teams we've been talking about all season long in 5A South Central right there at the bottom? Well, right now you can put Lee Davis in there with them. Lee Davis, sixth at 22.5 points. Meadowbrook is seventh at 22.25. And tied for eighth are Verina and Metoaka at 22 points. So a half a point separates sixth place from ninth, and the ninth place team doesn't make the playoffs. Oh, and a quarter point behind them in 10th are the Eagles of Mills Godwin at 21.75. Sometimes I feel like I'm quoting stocks when I'm talking when I'm talking about the so-and-so's up at 8th to 36.125. But anyway, I feel like I'm on CNBC or something. But right now, those five teams, Lee Davis, Meadowbrook, Verina, Metoaka, Mills Godwin, are within 0.75 of each other. Now, Lee Davis is 3-1. The other teams are 2-2. See how important it is? We've been talking about these teams grouped together as to, you know, Meadowbrook, Verina, Metoaka, Mills Godwin, and then behind Mills Godwin by 1.5 points is Prince George, 2-2. They've got the trip to Thomas Dale this week. A huge win there if they could get it on the road. If they could pull off the win over the Knights, that would probably put Prince George right into the mix as well with these other five teams. And we have to give kudos to Deep Run. Deep Run is a half point behind Prince George at 19.75, but they are in the discussion because they've won their last two. Good move putting Aiden Wheeler at quarterback. It has sparked the Deep Run offense. They did a great job against Essex getting their first win. They win 29-12 against Deep Run, against Glen Allen, excuse me, last week at home. Now they go on the road to J.R. Tucker on Friday night. Fingers crossed my son is going to be at that game to give us live tweet coverage on Henrico Sports. If everything works out with him, we're hoping to have him there because you've got J.R. Tucker, who may be the one of the more snake-bit teams in the area this year. They should have beaten Hanover, and they let it get away late. They played well for a half against Henrico. Here's a chance for them now at home to get a big win. They need one for a confidence boost. Whereas Deep Run's coming in going, we've won two in a row. We can beat Tucker here on Friday night. We're 3-2, and they've got to include us in the postseason discussion. And Deep Run, you're absolutely right. So that's what's happening right now in 5A South Central. A long, long, long way to go, because if you look at the teams in there, look at the Capital District teams that are in there. Verina still has to play Henrico Friday, Highland Springs November 4th. Highland Springs still has to play Henrico, that's October 21st. Highland Springs and Lee Davis play in 2 weeks, October 14th. That's our game of the week on the 14th of October. Henrico and Lee Davis play each other October 28th. Right now, that's our projected game of the week on October the 28th. So, I mean, Mills Godwin still got to play Douglas Freeman. So they got a chance to knock them from the ranks of the unbeaten and put Mills Godwin right in the middle of the playoff picture. That game, by the way, if you're wondering, Mills Godwin, Douglas Freeman is coming up. I'm looking really quick. Hermitage is at Mills Godwin on the 21st, and then Douglas Freeman goes to Mills Godwin on the 28th. So a lot of what's going to happen with Mills Godwin, their fortunes will, in the end, if they can win out here against the other Colonial District schools, those Week 9 and Week 10 matchups in late October, huge, absolutely huge for the Eagles. No doubt about that. Now, let's go to 5A North. In 5A North, you have Patrick Henry and Atlee. Patrick Henry, by virtue of the big win over Henrico, they are currently in fourth place. And in 5A North, it's the top 16 teams. All conferences are lumped together, 13, 14, 15, and 16. There are no separations. There's no cross-bracketing, none of that. It's a 16-team all-in tournament. So very easy to figure out. You're either in the top 16 or you're not. And Patrick Henry right now, if the playoffs started, they would actually host a postseason game, ironically, against the team Atlee had to go play last year in the first round, and that is Mountain View. Atlee came out on Tuesday. The first set of rankings had them 14th. The updated rankings released on Wednesday have them at 15th because Mountain View, there was a mistake with their numbers, and they were underrated, and it took Mountain View from out of the playoffs to the 13th position. And so Atlee, if the postseason started today, would have to go up to Potomac Falls to take on the number 2 seed. Stonebridge, by the way, the team that Highland Springs beat for the state title last year, they're the 3 seed right now in 5A North. It's Brook Point first, Potomac Falls second, Stonebridge third, and Patrick Henry of Ashland in fourth. We make that notification because, of course, Patrick Henry of Roanoke is also in 5A North, and they currently stand in seventh. But Patrick Henry is currently ahead of some pretty big power schools like Massaponix and North Stafford. Now, the problem with that is that, you know, Patrick Henry's going to have to keep piling up the wins because if teams like Massaponix and North Stafford continue to win and get some wins over some teams that eventually will have 4, 5, 6, 7 victories, then, you know, they could leap up over Patrick Henry. So PH has a lot of work to do. But, you know, for Coach Davis and company, for them to be ranked fourth right now, that's a great accomplishment and something you can build on. Certainly nothing. They're not going to rest their laurels on it. This is week 6 coming up. This is not week 11. That's the week when you want to be in that 4 seed. Now, let's get to 4A East. In 4A East, they separate into 2 8-team quadrants, and conferences 19 and 20 are together. And here's the way it looks right now. And you got to remember, fans, Monacan has played 5 games. If memory serves me correctly, Eastern View has played 5 games. Louisa has played a pretty difficult schedule, okay? Powhatan has had a pretty difficult schedule. Louisa and Powhatan are right now on a collision course. They meet next Friday night in Powhatan. Here are the standings. Louisa is number 1 in 4A East in the Conference 19 and 20 subregion with 27 points. Eastern View is second at 25.6. But remember, they've played 5 already. Powhatan is third, just a tenth of a point behind at 25.5. Then, just behind them, also having played 5 games, Monacan at 25.2. In fifth, having played 4 games and a weaker schedule, the Dinwiddie Generals at 25 points. So to explain to you why Dinwiddie is number 2 in our poll, why Dinwiddie is number 5 in their own sub-region. Number 1, they've played 4 games. Number 2, they've played winless Caroline. They've played Hanover, who only has 1 win, and so that's to Dinwiddie's detriment. Normally, Hanover's a much better team. They beat Hopewell. They have 2 wins. So Dinwiddie hasn't, you know, beaten anybody who's, you know, 3-1, for example, or 4-1. Now, Dinwiddie gets a win over a 2-2 Metoaka team this week. If Monacan doesn't beat Byrd, then Dinwiddie goes over Monacan. And if Powhatan gets the win over Western Albemarle, we'll see whether that's enough to keep them ahead of Dinwiddie or not. If Powhatan loses their first, or, you know, if Louisa somehow falls to Fluvanna, you know, Dinwiddie could rocket up the charts. That's assuming Dinwiddie beats Metoaka. No assumption there. And then right behind Dinwiddie at 24.75 points is Chancellor. Two teams that are down this year that normally are always near the top of 4A East are Cortland and Hanover. Cortland right now in the playoffs in the last position, but at 18.25 points. They are like almost 4 points behind 7th-rated King George. And King George is a team that's going to give some teams a test. And so you're really looking right now at 7 teams in 4A East with very good playoff hopes. Louisa 1, Eastern View 2, Powhatan 3, Monacan 4, Dinwiddie 5, Chancellor 6, King George 7. And then you go down about 4 points again. Cortland in eighth. Huguenots 9, Midlothians 10, and Hanover is 11 right now. Hanover, of course, their only wins against a winless team, J.R. Tucker. That hurts them. They get some bonus points for Dinwiddie doing well, but not much. And they got to start winning some games if they want to make that postseason for the 11th consecutive year. But they're only 2.25 points out of the postseason right now. But they got to hope that Cortland continues to struggle and maybe King George comes back from the pack. Huguenot and Midlothian play each other this week, so one of those teams is going to get a win. And one of those teams will possibly stay ahead of Hanover. If Hanover loses, they definitely will. And if Hanover wins, Hanover may leap ahead of them, and depending upon what happens to Cortland, Hanover beats an unbeaten Patrick Henry, and the Hawks could be right back, say, in the eighth position. So, who knows? So, 4A East is, we've been talking about it since early September. We felt like that this was going to be a region to really keep an eye on this year, and we were absolutely right. We were vindicated when the VHSL brought out their first numbers of the year. 3A East, they also separate into 2A team subregions, and they put conferences 26 and 28 together. And right now, it's Brentsville District in front at 22.5 points. James Monroe, who lost to Dinwiddie opening night, beat Petersburg a couple of weeks back. They're second at 20 points. Hopewell now third at 19 points by virtue of that loss to Dinwiddie. And then right behind them in a three-way tie for fourth are Petersburg, Culpeper, and William Monroe. And so Petersburg hosting Hopewell this week, they get a win over Hopewell. Huge dividends for Petersburg. This is a big game for the young Crimson Wave. Behind that three-way tie for fourth, Thomas Jefferson sits in seventh. George Wythe is in eighth at 15.25 points, and a half a point behind them is John Marshall, currently out of the playoff race. But wouldn't it be just great if George Wythe could find another win or two somewhere in the schedule and find a way into the postseason? You want to talk about a lift for Coach Dion Fox and the Bulldogs. That would be would have to be one of the biggest feel-good stories across the Commonwealth this season. They got a tough road this week at going to Manchester, that's for sure. But there are one or two games ahead of them still where, you know, they're you never know. You just never know. So that's one of those, you know, teams you kind of silently root for. It's like, man, if they could make a postseason bid, that would be awesome. In 2A East, Goochland currently is in third. They're unbeaten. A couple of teams ahead of them, but things are going to shake out as time goes on. Bulldogs look to stay unbeaten Friday. Amelia's in 12th, and King William, we mentioned how they've struggled early. They're in 16th. They're in the last position. 2A East also is a 16-team all-in affair. Essex, who normally is near the top in 1A East, struggling this year, but they're in the postseason right now in ninth. 1A East also 16 teams and all in. Now, those numbers will get released, if memory serves me correctly, on Tuesday mornings. And as soon as the VHSL releases them, we will have them posted at rvasportsnetwork.com. And we will give you a complete analysis of them here on the Midweek Central Region Now podcast. In fact, our plan is, fans, to move our midweek podcast to Tuesday mornings and to do the podcast as soon as the VHSL releases their numbers and we get them posted online and on Twitter for you. Then we're going to hit the studio immediately, break them down and go over them so that when you get out of school on Tuesdays, you download Central Region Now and you have a complete look at the football playoff picture. Super 6 polls released back on Sunday night. We've already had some shakeups in them, especially in boys volleyball. The latest Super 6 poll was James River holding on at 1, Cosby at 2, Atlee at 3, Freeman at 4, Atlee jumping over Freeman up 2 spots, Clover Hill down to 5, and Patrick Henry debuting at 6, Glenn Allen dropping out. Well, so far this week, Deep Run has upset Cosby, and let's see if the Wildcats are starting to get on a roll. They were a young team at the start of the season, had a lot of holes to fill from graduation. We saw them in their opening game losing in 3 sets at Atlee, but they may be getting that motor running now, and that's a big win for the Wildcats on Tuesday night. Congratulations to them. Also a big win, Atlee defeating Patrick Henry in 4 sets at Atlee, and so Atlee outside of the Virginia Volleyball Showcase stays unbeaten. For the Patriots, learning curve for them, learning lesson for them. They get to host Atlee in 3 weeks on October 18th, and you never know what might happen there. Girls volleyball, Powhatan And Deep Run and Mills, Godwin, and Goochland remained the top four. Nothing changed from the week before. And Powhatan got a win on Tuesday night. New to the poll, Hanover in fifth, Motueka in sixth. And again, we mentioned Motueka hosting Thomas Dale on our Game of the Week Tuesday on our YouTube channel this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Atlee and Douglas Freeman dropping out of our girls' volleyball poll from the week before. Field hockey, nothing changed. Deep Run 1, Midlothian 2, Douglas Freeman 3, Clover Hill 4, Prince George 5, Cosby 6. And then on Monday, 24 hours later, Cosby knocked off Douglas Freeman in for a field hockey game, 5-3 is a lot of offense. A ton of offense. And a big win for Cosby on the road at Douglas Freeman on Monday. Congratulations to Coach Rachel Mead and the Titans. That was a very good win over a very good Rebels team. So we'll see a shakeup in our Super 6 poll there. Maggie Walker and Midlothian were supposed to play tonight. That one got called off. Cosby Monacan got called off. A lot of other field hockey matches for tonight got called off as well, unfortunately. Well, one thing we were going to do on this edition of our podcast, and my tooth changed everything, was that we were going to present to you a montage so far of every touchdown from our Game of the Week series in 2016. And unfortunately, after the events of Monday afternoon and my subsequent visit to my dentist, shout out to Dr. Hazelgrove on Tuesday morning, that unfortunately didn't happen as we were put on the 24-hour disabled list. But we're going to endeavor our best to try to get that done this weekend while we're still trying to squeeze in some time. My daughter is home for fall break from Longwood University, early break this year because of the debate being hosted there this coming Tuesday. So hope you don't mind if I spend a little time with her, because once she leaves, she won't be back until Thanksgiving. I'll have to come and see her down there in Farmville. And then Thursday, we were going to go up to Winchester to cover Randolph-Macon's ODAC football opener at Shenandoah. But because of all the rain that not only is coming down on Wednesday, but is forecasted for Thursday, there are some forecasters saying that we here in Richmond and up near D.C. and in Winchester and Charlottesville and Farmville, and we could see up to 6 inches of rain. And some forecasts are pulling the rain now into Friday and even possibly lingering early into Saturday. So we may have a soggy Friday night of football action across the central region. I'm crossing my fingers that they don't move games to Monday. But the Randolph-Macon Shenandoah game got moved from Thursday night to Friday night, unfortunately, which means we can't go cover that game because, of course, we have our Game of the Week high school football commitment on Friday night, broadcasting for you, Patrick Henry, and Hanover. But good luck to Coach Aruza and company. That's going to be a big game for that young team who went 3-0 in their non-conference play. They've had a bye week. And now they have a chance to go up against a pretty good 2-1 Hornets squad on the road. This will be a good test for them. And if they can pass this and go 4-0, 1-0 in the conference, they come home and they'll get a home game on October the 8th for Parents Weekend. And maybe the Yellow Jackets can keep the good mojo going. You know, it's been a strange start in the ODAC in football, if you don't follow it. Hampden-Sydney was picked to finish second in the conference, and they're 0-3. Washington and Lee was picked to repeat as champions, and they're 1-2. Now, they had a tough non-district or non-conference schedule, I should say. But, and the thing is about the ODAC, everybody's 0-0 right now because now all the teams in the conference get ready to play their 7-game conference schedule. It's a 7-week sprint to the ODAC championship, and of course, it ends for Randolph-Macon in Farmville this year. The game is at Hampden-Sydney on November 12th, and yes, RVA Sports Network will definitely be in the house for that one. Virginia Union doing well. Virginia State hopefully will bounce back in CIAA action. And got some pretty crazy action coming up nationally in college football this week. The Louisville-Clemson game on Saturday night should be very interesting. Big Pac-12 battle on Friday night. I'm not a big fan of college football on Friday night, and you know why. But we digress. So lots of action coming up in the area this week. Hey, congratulations to Xavier Goodall. Had a chance to actually sit down and watch the second half of Richmond's win over Colgate last week and watch Xavier in action. He was the CAA Offensive Back of the Week after his 100-plus yard performance in their win over Colgate. In that game, Hermitage grad Brian Brown becomes the all-time leading receiver in U of R history in yards of reception. Congratulations to Brian. Remember him very well from his Hermitage career. Part of that 2010 team that went all the way to the state championship before falling to Battlefield. My son and I made the trip to Charlottesville for that championship game 6 years ago. Brian, congratulations on your work and another emerging receiver from our area for Richmond. How about the work the last few weeks of Tyler Wilkins of LC Byrd? Huh? Wow, he's had some very good catches in some very meaningful situations. And Richmond, going to have a lot to hear from Richmond. I know they had that loss to Stony Brook, but they got back with the win over Colgate, and now they get things really rocking into the CAA. The James Madison Showdown looms. They always end it with William and Mary. And so a lot of fun college football here in our area between the CAA, the CIAA, and the ODAC as well. And that's not even talking about, you know, Tech and UVA and how things are going with them and Tech. Wow, normally struggling big time with East Carolina, and look what they did last week. No struggle at all. All right, my friends, let's set up the coverage for you here. Frankly, Thursday night, we're going to punt and try to figure out where we're going to go because, again, we were going to Winchester, and that football game, Randolph-Macon and Shenandoah, has been moved to Friday night. So no trip to Winchester, which means we're going to be somewhere tomorrow night on Twitter. And as soon as we know, of course, we will let you know. Friday night, we're at Hanover for the game of the week. Number 10, Patrick Henry, 4-0 against Hanover, 1-3. Hawks trying to get back into the postseason race in 4A East. They want their 11th consecutive postseason bid. Patrick Henry looking for their first 5-0 start since 2006 and for their first win against Hanover since 2006. Looking forward to bringing that action to you here on the game of the week. And then on our YouTube channel online exclusively on Tuesday night next week, our volleyball game of the week. We're back on. I promise I'm not going to have another tooth come out. I know I'm not going to have that happen. It'll be Thomas Dale at Metoica in girls volleyball action, the sixth-ranked Warriors hosting the Knights. That'll be a fun one. Really looking forward to being at Metoica live in the gym on the RVA Sports Network for the very first time. So excited when we get new teams, and we're trying our best, folks, with our expansion of coverage this year. Again, we're going to have up to 75 games, almost double what we've done in past years, live broadcasting. And by doing that, one of the reasons why we were so happy, so ecstatic that we had the technological capability to do that was that we wanted to get as many new teams as possible in. We want to feature as many teams as we can, which is why, I send my son some weeks to games that, you know, other organizations would look at and go, well, why do you care about Deep Run Essex? I care about Deep Run Essex because we cover Deep Run, and they are one of the nine schools that we cover on Henrico Sports on Twitter from the public school standpoint. And so their game to us is just as important as anybody else's. And so we try to get coverage to as many schools, as many teams, and as many sports as we possibly can. We don't focus on just the big sports. We don't focus on just football, just basketball. We love field hockey. We love volleyball. We love cross country. We followed golf. We've been at several golf events already this season. The postseason is now underway. Congratulations, James River, Conference 3 champions. Congratulations, Hanover, Conference 20 champions. They've got their 4A East Regional coming up on Monday. We're still waiting to hear about if the 5A North Region Tournament got played today in Northern Virginia, and if so, how Atlee did, how individuals did, et cetera, et cetera. So we love them all, and we hope to have either 8 or 9 sports live on the network, either on the radio or on our YouTube channel between now and June. And so we thank you for following us, for supporting us, for listening, for downloading. Without you doing what you do with the content that we offer you, there'd be no reason for us to be here. So we thank you greatly, incredibly greatly for your support. And as we close the podcast, I promised you a little teaser on Twitter from when we said, okay, the podcast is back on, and we're going to talk about why we're yelling at you less this year on Twitter. And some of you might have read that and go, what is he talking about? Explain to you, really. It's a subtle change, but I thought it was an important change. We sat down over the summer, And we said, okay, what do we want to do differently with our 2016-17 high school coverage this year? And we're able to do the expansion of our broadcast. And we look at how we do our podcast, and we're still constantly evolving that. We're proud to be the first place in Central Virginia to offer you a podcast that talks high school sports week in, week out, all season long. We are very grateful for the fact that we set the tone, we set the pace in that department as well as several other departments as well. And I'm not saying that to be braggadocious at all. We're blessed with good ideas. And I'm grateful to the good Lord above for every once in a while popping me on my right shoulder and saying, hey, Rob, why don't you try that? And some of the things we've tried have failed miserably, believe me. But a few of the things that we tried have gone very, very well, and it's thanks to your support. Not but what we've done, but because of how you have supported us. And one thing we thought about, we went, you know, in social media and online and back in chat rooms in the late 90s and early 2000s, and some of you hear the term chat room and you go, what? All capital letters was pretty much always been denoted as yelling. As shouting from the mountaintops. And we started looking over our tweets and how we tweet things out, and we realized, you know, there's some things that we do in all caps that, frankly, we don't need to do in all caps. Let's tone it down a little bit. We talked in our first podcast of the season back in August about how we were one of the things we're going to do this year, we're going to have fun. No matter what, we are going to have fun. And I'm having fun so far, covering the sports and being with you guys and seeing you out live at events and having a chance to talk with you and whatnot. Always fun. If you see me at an event, please don't hesitate to come up and say hello. Love having conversations with you. I'm not a big selfie fan because I'm not a big fan of me in a picture. But love talking to you guys. Love talking to you. Love interacting with you on social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you never bother us, trust me. But we thought, you know what? There's sometimes at all caps we just don't need it. So, you know, it's a subtle change. Instead of saying girls volleyball final in all capital letters, we just started putting it in regular letters. We just wanted to kind of tone things down a little bit. And that also meant that when we actually do use all capital letters, and we do, such as when we have schedule changes, you'll note that our tweets begin with the big word change. And so if you see a tweet from one of our four Twitter feeds and it says change in all capital letters, you know immediately that's news that you may need to know about a game you were going to go to that's off, a game that you were planning to follow that's been postponed or canceled, et cetera, et cetera. If there's breaking news of significant importance, certainly we let you know that. But we don't capitalize the word final all the time anymore. That also means that when we do capitalize weather alert like we have today because of the severe weather we've had in the area, it captures your attention quicker. It's an opportunity for us to pass on information to you. And we are not like other sports feeds on Twitter. We are not just sports. Our motto here at HCS Media Network has always been sports, family, life. And we cover traffic. We cover weather. We follow news. We send you updates on news that is pertinent and important that we believe that it is to you and the community, as well as being part of the conversation that you drive. We sit and we read our Twitter feed constantly. We constantly read our Twitter feed. And if you're talking about it and we have information about it, we're more than happy to join the conversation. So we backed off on the all caps quite a bit so that when we do it, you do realize it's something important that we are relating to you and something that you may need to know about. And when it comes to breaking weather or traffic, et cetera, could be something very, very important. Did you know, we'll close with this, did you know that our number one tweet, you know, people would ask, you know, what's the tweet that gets the most retweets every year? I can tell you exactly what it is. It's when we announce that schools are closed because of snow. No state championship win has ever topped the retweets we get for blank county public schools are closed tomorrow. Employees use code whatever. And that's just the way I think it's always going to be. So, all right, friends, I got to shut up for about 32 hours so I can make sure that my mouth is in good shape for the game of the week on Friday night. We thank you for following. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for being with us, for downloading our podcast and listening every week. We're back with another edition Friday night, right after On the Sidelines on NBC 12. We'll give you the final word on week 6 of high school football. The only guy crazy enough to stay up late on Friday night and produce a podcast is this guy. And we bring it to you every Friday night, drops a little bit after midnight here on the RBA Sports Network. We do. We thank you so much. We love each and every one of you. We love following you on Twitter. Love being with you. And looking forward to great things to come. Thanks for being with us on the midweek edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. Again, legal here. Solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. And again, we're going to move our midweek podcast next week, effective next week, to Tuesday afternoons, so we can give you the first word on the latest VHSL football playoff standings in every region in the Richmond area. All right, that starts next Tuesday. We'll see you on the sidelines and talk to you Friday night on the Game of the Week.